Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was concerned about the ummah that the line of zikr has died down. The khankas in India, Pakistan, any other countries were all getting finished. And there are no people that are going to be left to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With that concern, Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent our spiritual mentor to various countries to establish the zikr. Believe me, the zikr has got so much of virtues, benefits and significance that if you speak from now till tomorrow Fajr, you will not finish it. But the only thing, my dear respected friends, please trust what Allah and His Rasul said in the Quran and the Ahadith. Put your trust into it. By you making zikr, I again say, brings no feather in anybody's cap. My dear respected friends, today there are two things that prevent us from making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and drawing nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These two things are shaitan, the accursed, and our carnal desires, the nafs. And both these things can only get under control, my dear respected friends, with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and believe me, nothing else besides these two things. Make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will be safeguarded. Now let us get, my dear respected friends, proof from the Quran and Kareem regarding the shaitan and his evil effects on ourselves. When we do not do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are all going to believe in the Quran, inshallah. Believe me, my dear respected friends, I'm taking nothing out of my back pocket. Unfortunately, I don't have one too. My dear respected friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, وَمَنْ يَعَشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُكَيِّزْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ كَرِيمٌ. The translation of this ayat is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever dims his sight, in other words, listens to this Quranic ayats, listen to the ahadith regarding zikr, knowing the importance, knowing its virtues, but doesn't make it, he turns away towards it, doesn't go towards it. For such people, Allah Ta'ala has promised in this ayat that He will assign a shaitan to you that will become your comrade. He will become your friend. So that is what is happening to us by not making that zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan in himself is so fearful and it is so harmful to him, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us in the hadith, إِذَا ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَنَسَ. When you make the zikr of Allah, shaitan moves away. Why does he move away? Because it's hurtful to him. He cannot take that burden of the zikr of Allah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says further, وَإِذَا غَفَلَ دَنَسَ. And when he becomes unmindful, then shaitan, like has been explained by the speakers, comes like a mosquito, puts that evil influence, and there we go. There was a pious person that said that nowadays we don't find people worshipping Allah, all the people are worshipping shaitan. So somebody asked him, that Hazrat, what are you saying? People come to the masjid, they read namaz, they do this, they do this, they do that. He said, no. If they were worshipping the Rahman, then they should have been in his total worship. But these people are worshipping the shaitan. What shaitan tells them, that's what they're doing. What Rahman tells them, they're not doing. Do we see it with our open eyes these days happening in the community throughout the world? Ask a person to come and spend 30 minutes in the masjid. It is like Qiyamah came to him. But that very same person put him for 45 minutes in a shopping center. That is the best day of his life. Put him in a movie, put him at the beach, put him anywhere else. Invite a person to come to listen to the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 60 is too slow of a speed for him to run. But ask him to go to a party or to go to somebody for an invitation or to go for some other social event, he's first in the line. My dear respected friends, in that way, we are never going to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only way is through making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Though this incident, which is fresh in my mind as if it happened yesterday, happened something like 27, 28 years ago, that I was sitting in the company of our spiritual mentor, Hazrat Sheikh Maulana Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayhi in Saharanpur. And those that had the opportunity of going to the Khanqah in Saharanpur know that there is only one door from outside leading into the quarters of Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayhi, and the other door leads into his house, which I think very rarely, once or twice a year, he must be going into that house. Otherwise, he spent his entire life in that room where he was. He had a noble habit that if anybody wanted to consult him, it was after he read his Awabin, after Maghrib, that he used to consult the people. One day I asked for consultation, and I was waiting from after Maghrib, right outside the door, waiting. And wallahi lazim, I saw nobody going inside, nobody coming outside. Until when the assistant came and tell me that now Hazrat will see you go to him. When I came and sat, he used to be on the bed, I sat down. He said, there is a plate here underneath, take out the plate. I took out the plate and in it, he said, open it. And when I opened, I found one samosa. And he said, eat the samosa. That samosa was hot as if somebody fried it, but for the last 30, 45 minutes, nobody entered that room. Where did that samosa come from? And why was it so hot when there was nothing that was cooked in the inside? And he told me that the zikr of Allah Ta'ala that the chishtiya show you, they're known as baratasbih, is like a medication. It is not a habitual thing for you to do till the day you die. It is like a medication. And that medication is to bring your lifestyle in accordance to the lifestyle of Nabi Akrim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When you have attained that, then you must leave the zikr. Did Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi not write in the Abbeti regarding two buzruks? That is Hazrat Madani and Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayhi. Both these buzruks, Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayhi, the founder of the Tabligh Jamaat, my dear respected brothers from the Tabligh Jamaat, Maulana Ilyas reached death stage by me making this Barat Tasbih Zikr, which the Tabligh brothers are running away from and stopping others from making, when the leader and the founder made it and reached the stage through it. And when Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayhi and Maulana Madani reached the Marifat of Allah, they kept on making it. So somebody asked them why. They say, we cannot be so ungrateful that because of this zikr we have reached the stages and today we leave it. But Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah distinctly said that you make the Barat Tasbih zikr, that you bring your lifestyle in accordance with the sunnah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Who wants to do it? Who wants to be on that path? Choice is yours. My dear respected friends, regarding objections, wallahi al-azim, it is so detrimental. And we can never ever please anybody. A little simple story. There was a farmer and his son. They had a donkey that they wanted to get rid of. They wanted to sell it. They had to take it to the marketplace. Now, they said, okay, let's go from home. We go to the marketplace. As they started leaving home, moving towards the marketplace, they come by one group of people. Now, when this group of people saw them passing, saying, how stupid are these people? That they got a donkey, but they don't want to mount the donkey. They're holding the donkey by the rein and taking him. When these father and son heard it, so they said, okay, son, you sit on top. Right. As they go, they come to another group of people. They look, they comment, what an ungrateful son, got no respect. He sits on the donkey and makes the father pull. Oh, okay. Make them happy, son gets off, father gets on. As they go, they meet another group. They say, what an oppressive father this is, that he makes the son walk and he mounts. Allahu Akbar. They hear this, they go further. Okay, let's father and son get on. Father and son went on, they come to another group. Oh, how much oppression these people got, that both of them mount onto the animal, they got no mercy for the animal. My dear respected friends, you cannot please everybody all the time. We cannot listen to everybody what they say all the time. We can only listen to Allah and His Rasul all the time to get successful. You cannot make everybody happy all the time. That's why, my dear respected friends, I always tell my friends that if you have brain tumor or you have brain diseases, to what kind of a doctor are you going? You're going to a gynecologist to have yourself underneath there examined, or you're going to have your brains examined. Likewise, I say, a gynecologist and a neurosurgeon, both are doctors first before they take the speciality. Likewise, all the alims become alims first, and then they get into a specialized field. And the specialized field of zikr is the one that makes the zikr. And the zikr only, an alim that has made the zikr, bayat wa al-shaykh, and made the zikr knows its taste. But the taste of the pudding is in the eating. You cannot sit and say, no, it is sweet, it is sour. Like the fox didn't get the grape, he said it's sour. Time being the grapes were really sweet. So my dear respected friends, our fault is we go to such alims that don't make the zikr of Allah, don't know anything. So it is like we're going to a gynecologist for our brain diseases. So in future, if you want to know about zikr, go to an alim that is making the zikr, that is bayat, and knows the value of that zikr and knows what it is about. Go to the right specialist and you won't be wrong. Go to the wrong specialist, I don't know. He's going to maybe try to take out a baby out of your head. My dear respected friends, we have come as servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Cape Town, not to teach the Cape Townians zikr, but to learn from them. Believe me, wallahi lazim, we came to learn from them. Because I believe khadat is very, very rife in Cape Town. What is khadat? You make the zikr in a tone. You make zikr in a tone. What is wrong in it? Our imams that stand here, they read the Fajr, Maghrib, and Isha Salah. Don't they read the Quran with a tone? In a Faraz namaz, they read it with a tone. A different imam will read it in a different tone. A different imam in a different tone. Different imam in a different tone. Now you're taking the beautiful name of Allah in a tone.